You are listening to The Explorer on Monocle 24 in association with Sony Alpha. Welcome to The Explorer, a brand new series from Monocle 24 where we present dispatches from the world's greatest cities, bringing our favourite places to life in sound for a global audience of makers, doers, people who dream in full colour. In every episode, we'll take to the streets with local guides who bring a real depth of understanding and insight to their neighbourhoods. Exploring alongside them will be Monocle's crew of reporters, journalists, and photographers, pictures on the radio. Well, yes, these visual chroniclers will take you on a deep dive, far beyond the mere snapshot, on an audio journey into the most compelling urban environments as they see them. So step into the picture with us as we explore the world's greatest cities. Welcome to the very first episode of The Explorer on Monocle 24 with Sony Alpha. Coming up today, open your eyes and ears to the vibrant streets of London. In order to truly understand a city, perhaps one needs to first appreciate its origin story. We're heading off to meet writer and historian Simon Jenkins at his home in London to find out how this extraordinary, sprawling metropolis first came to be, and to hear how understanding its beginnings, north, east, west, and south, can help us to navigate it today.
It wasn't until the 17th century that Westminster Bridge was built. It wasn't until the 19th century that you got a number of bridges built. So the city south of the river was non-existent, really, I mean, apart from around Borough Market. It was non-existent until the 18th century, when it grew very slowly, because by then the railways arriving in the north of the river, and London's just sprawling north and north and north and east and west, not south. So South London was always a Cinderella district, and it is rich to this day.
Also ahead, all aboard, we're buying a ticket and heading to meet a photographer who's captured the truth of London streets on film, perhaps more vividly than anyone else, by framing their view of the capital from its famous red buses.